Hey guys, hope you had an amazing weekend. Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I'll be taking you through the top sports stories of the day in the next 5 minutes. The top story of the day is that India have beaten South Africa in match 11 of the ICC Champions Trophy and are through to the semi-finals. The game was a virtual quarter-final as although it was a group game, only one of the top sides could go through due to all 4 teams in the group being on 2 points each before the game began. The openers gave South Africa a steady start before it went completely downhill for the Proteas. After watching them bat today, you'd think how are they exactly the number one ODI side in the world? South Africa got bowled out for 191 and after that it was just a matter of by when were India going to chase down the total. Other than losing Rohit Sharma early on, it was a standard performance by the Indian batting. Just what is expected of them. Target under 200, take your time, bat it out by rotating the strike, job done. Today's match is Sri Lanka vs Pakistan and the situation is exactly the same as it was yesterday. Winner goes through the semis and loser goes home. Moving on to the far west, West Indies host Afghanistan in the second of the three ODIs today. The first inning is going on right now, just begun actually. And Afghanistan looked to be struggling at 24 for 2 after 8 overs. Afghanistan won the first match comfortably and West Indies have to win today to keep the series alive and take it to the final ODI. Otherwise, frankly speaking, it is going to be quite embarrassing. Rafael Nadal has won his 10th French Open of his career, making him the first person to win 10 titles at any major. Nadal beat Stanislaus Wawrinka 6-2, 6-3, 6-1, and given that he hadn't dropped a set in the entire tournament, just goes to show this man's dominance when it comes to clay courts. Of the 81 matches Nadal has played at Roland Garros, he has won an unbelievable 79 of them. The only losses were against Robin Soderling in 2009 and against Novak Djokovic in 2015. Ironically, I missed the entire final as I went to play tennis myself. But looking at the score, I'm glad I gave this match a miss and went out to play. Lewis Hamilton started off on pole position and earned the 65th pole of his career in the ongoing Canadian GP. His very first pole was also at this very racetrack. I'm actually watching the race right now, so as I'm recording this podcast, I'll just turn up the volume for a few seconds.
The energy recovery system affecting the brakes. We saw that here from Mercedes a couple of years ago.
So Hamilton is first, Bottas second, Ricciardo third, Perez fourth, and Ocon fifth. Quite impressive by the Force Indians. In the first lap, it was Carlos Sainz who crashed out, and while doing that, he took Felipe Massa along with him too. Sainz completely lost control of the car, and it looked like a really bad crash in real time, so it's great to see that Sainz is fine. Later on lap 11, Max Verstappen's engine just died suddenly and he had to retire. So let's wait and see what happens. We're 3/4 through the race right now and I can see another Mercedes 1-2 with Hamilton winning. Moving on to football, England won their first major tournament in over half a century when they won the Under-20 World Cup yesterday by beating Venezuela 1-0. I was watching the second half and it was a fully deserved victory. The England keeper also made a penalty save in the second half, and some tackles that Josh Onuma made in the midfield made N'Golo Kante's tackles look ordinary. Before we move on to other news, I just want to say that I am still in awe of Ola Toivonen's goal on Friday night. For those who haven't seen the goal yet, you will really have to see this one. So it's 1-1 at 90 minutes and France are trying to beat Sweden to go top of their World Cup qualifying group. Hugo Lloris gets the ball, goes past one Sweden player while still in his own box, then clears the ball quickly straight to Toivonen, who's about 10 meters behind the halfway line. Toivonen doesn't think twice and shoots as soon as he's done with his first touch. I was watching it in real time and it looked like a proper FIFA goal, kind of like a Ronaldo's or Messi's with an overall of 95-96, can shoot from anywhere and the ball will still go in the net. Sweden 1-2-1 and are now top of the group with France in second. Bayern Munich have announced that they have completed the signing of Serge Gnabry from Werder Bremen and have given the German youngster a 3-year contract. Gnabry, who was also a former Arsenal player, was quite impressive last season, scoring 11 times in 27 appearances for Werder Bremen. That's all I've got for today. Before going, I just want to quickly add that the Facebook page has a new link, and you can now find the page on facebook.com/d5msp or fb.me/d5msp. Short and sweet, right? Anyways, that's me done, and I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.